This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Friends, Monday morning, how do you do? First full week of June 2016. It is the 6th of June. This is the continuing conversation about what's going on in our country, in your backyard, in the world in general. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Kara Schillen. Having had the weekend to have some fun or just to kind of get a retread, right? You start over again, you work over the things that have gone on in your mind. Sometimes you change your approach to things. Do you think that'll happen with Donald Trump? Donald has been urged by many Republicans, including heavy hitter Newt Gingrich and heavy hitter Mitch McConnell, fossilized as he is. They have urged Donald Trump to stop his attacks on the judge who is overseeing the Trump University trial. The Newster talking, actually, we have some audio of Newt Gingrich opining on Donald Trump's harangue regarding the judge who's overseeing the Trump University case.
Are you comfortable with a potential president attacking a federal judge for his heritage?
No. This is one of the worst mistakes Trump has made, and I think it's inexcusable. He has every right to criticize a judge, and he has every right to say certain decisions aren't right, and his attorneys can file to move the venue from the judge. But first of all, this judge was born in Indiana. He is an American, period. And Trump, who has grandparents who came to the U.S., should have this as much as anybody. Second, to characterize, you know, if a liberal were to attack Justice Clarence Thomas on the grounds that he's black, we would all go crazy. Or every conservative would say it was wrong, and it was racism. And Trump has got to, I think, move to a new level. This is no longer the primaries. He's no longer an interesting contender. He is now the potential leader of the United States, and he's got to move his game up to the level of being a potential leader.
Do you consider what this he did here racism?
I think that it was a mistake. I think that I hope it was sloppiness. He says on other occasions that he has many Mexican friends, etc. But that's irrelevant. This judge is not Mexican.
Yeah, you know what? I'm tired of it too. I've had enough of it, and so is most everybody else. You want to drive people away from you, drive people to Bill Weld and Gary Johnson, then you keep this up because it is not acceptable. It's dumb. It doesn't. Enough is enough of that stuff. And what we're talking about, for those of you who may not have heard the story over the weekend, Donald Trump has said that U.S. District Judge Gonzalo Curiel will not be fair in his Trump University trial because his parents were born in Mexico, not his parents. Trump's not, we're talking about the parents of the judge. Judge actually was born and raised in Indiana. You see, this is the kind of stuff that gives all kinds of fuel to those who want to say that Trump is ignorant about the issues. Say what you will about the Mexicans who have come here illegally. I don't know whether this guy's parents were here legally or illegally, but this man was raised in the Midwest. And so all these people who are powerful members of the Republican Party criticizing Trump for this view, the statement from McConnell, quote, "We're all behind him now." Both of these guys were interviewed on one of the Sunday morning talk programs, the interview programs they have. Every network has those news programs on Sunday morning. But McConnell said it's time for unifying, not settling scores or grudges. I hope he will change his direction. He better change his direction or he's not going to get my vote. And I wonder what you think about that, not about whether he's going to get my vote. Is he going to get your vote? 888-302-3684, the continuing Twitter feed conversation at Good Day Show. You can send email to me if you'd like, Doug@DougStephan.com if you find that easier in terms of conversation on this. Gingrich said Trump, quote, says on other occasions that he has many Mexican friends. I'm going back to that. This is just not acceptable, not necessary. It's dumb. It really is. It's dumb. Meanwhile, other Republicans are falling in line. Senator John McCain doesn't say much about Trump. When Trump attacked McCain on his 5+ years as a prisoner of war, he clenches his teeth, says he'll support the Republican nominee. You remember he said derisively about the time that McCain spent in captivity, "I like people that weren't captured," which was another dumb statement on McCain's part, on Trump's part. It's dumb to say those sorts of things. McCain has got his own problems anyway. He's got a very strong opponent in his race. McCain is 79, and his time may be up. The episode, the situation, the attacks on McCain been used by his opponent. Anyway, we're still on to the mass deportation discussion of illegal immigrants, whether that will happen or not. There are 433,000 Hispanics voting in Arizona, and he needs to get all of those votes, and so that's what he's thinking about. Meanwhile, there are plenty of other things that have gone on politically this past weekend, but I guess probably the comments that Trump has made about the judge have stirred the most discussion and debate. I consider it to be not very smart. In a moment, as we tread on this water, this is the in-depth hour of Good Day. A lot of conversation. Well, try to spend time on three or four different things. We'll stay with politics and the other side, if you will, in a matter of moments. What are Bernie Sanders' chances of winning? Plus, the 2020 News Quiz question coming up next here on Good Day.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.
Shaquille O'Neal here. If you battle back or hip pain or knee or shoulder pain, you don't have to tough it out. You can just turn it off with Smart Relief from Icy Hot. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that safely block pain at the nerve level. It's simple, easy to use, and it's been clinically tested to start providing immediate relief for hours, even after you turn it off. So if you're battling pain, let Icy Hot help you win that battle. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain.
Use only as directed.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for My Pillow. This is a different story now. My Pillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. My Pillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented My Pillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. My Pillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's this special offer. Buy one My Pillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Odor Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good, Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep, Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good, Jimmy.
Honey odor, pee, you.
Yes,
Haley.
Cat pee. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
16 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. What do you think of Bernie Sanders at this point? He says, I'm still a contender. Remember that line, Marlon Brando? I could have been a contender. Bernie insists he could be a contender. Over the weekend, he says that the primary delegate count is still fluid, even though if you look around, looks like Hillary Clinton may win the nomination after the primaries tomorrow in California and New Jersey. Quote, I've heard reports that Secretary Clinton has said it's all going to be over Tuesday night. I've heard reports the media has agreed with that. After New Jersey, they're going to declare it's all over. That simply is not accurate, said Sanders. The Democratic National Convention will be a contested convention. Clinton is only 67 delegates short, if you look at the numbers, of the 2,383 necessary for securing the nomination. All this does for me is further underscore how crooked, corrupt the whole system is, frankly. The system is corrupt. That's all. It's just corrupt. He was in West Hollywood over the weekend vowing to take his campaign to the Democratic National Convention. Never mind Tuesday night. Never mind the win in California. He says he can win it. If that's the case, he stays in the race. A little poetry there. Yesterday, Mrs. Clinton won the Puerto Rican primary. Got 28 delegates. She's 30 short of the number that she needs to declare victory. But what happens if she gets indicted? There's still a lot of people rabble-rousing about the stuff going on with Benghazi and her emails and all that other stuff. If that's the case, see, there still is, I think, this has been just such an interesting time. If Hillary Clinton gets indicted, she can't be the nominee. It'd be too much. It would just be too crazy. So then Bernie Sanders becomes the nominee for the Democrats. And Donald Trump, if he keeps up his foolishness talking about judges and stuff the way he did, and if there was a Muslim judge, he was asked by somebody, would he get a fair trial? And he said, no. Yeah, that kind of stuff is just, it's like poking somebody in the eye with a stick. People are just going to be tired of it. I'm with Trump on his philosophy, but I'm completely against all of this negative rabble-rousing, unnecessary. All right, so there's where we stand with that. Time for our 2020 News Quiz question. I have a question that I'm going to ask. You answer it if you choose to at 888-302-3684. I ask the question at 20 past the hour and get the answer on before 20 of the next hour. That's why we call it, cleverly, the 2020 News Quiz question. You'll get a swell prize, a book about our lives. Life is worth living when you do the work. Amazing motivational book. I heard from some people who've read it and got it for a prize. They loved it. So here's the question. Which country has decided to reject a basic monthly income plan that would have seen everybody in the country get a monthly wage, whether they work or they don't work? What country has said no? They've rejected a basic monthly income plan. They would get paid for doing nothing. Welfare for everybody. What country said no to that? 888-302-3684, 888-302-DOUG. I'm looking for the name of the country that over the weekend announced that the results of their own election suggest that the referendum actually was taken on basic income plan where everybody got money for nothing. 888-302-DOUG. What's that country?
C.
so you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Why do we know her?
She played Billie Holiday, right? In the new, the TV, the HBO movie.
Was that her?
Billie Holiday,
that
or
Bennett?
Yeah, she's phenomenal. She's a huge Broadway star. Audrey McDonald. Oh, yeah, she's massive.
Didn't that other winner of American Idol become a Broadway singer as well?
Jennifer Hudson?
Hudson, yeah.
Yeah, she. Right. Yeah, it's cute because she was in Carpool Karaoke, but yeah, she was. She just finished her run on the Color Purple.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah,
and don't forget, what's his name? Adam Lambert.
Lambert.
He went to Broadway too for a little while, didn't he?
Yeah,
well, he started in the traveling company of Wicked. That's right. Before he went to American Idol. Yeah.
All right, also included in the car, Modern Family star Jesse Tyler Ferguson, who's on Broadway now and Fully Committed.
When will I get a chance to tell my tale? It's clever and amusing. Never going to happen, 'cause Corden won't stop schmoozing.
He actually sang this bit on the Corden show last year. So James Corden pops in at some point, but
after the third Emmy, things got really interesting.
Oh, and apparently some other voices too.
All right, let's see here. Also, this is sort of surprising. Jane Krakowski, who was on the thing with
30 Rock.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, she was on. She's also a big Broadway star.
I wondered about that. Is she a Broadway person too? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. She was nominated for a Tony this year for She Loves Me. Yeah. So, she played that role awfully well.
She did, yeah.
I thought she did anyway.
She's fabulous on Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, too.
Is she?
Oh, amazing.
All right, so more big things ahead for Carpool Karaoke and the Tony Awards, which are a week from this weekend. The highlight of our musical portion of the hour here. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Why and how you should do soil testing. The Successful Farming Radio Magazine is brought to you by Kubota. From transporting family and friends to hauling more cargo, Kubota's RTV X1140 utility vehicle allows you to do more. Visit Kubota.com for details.
When it's time to get moving on your to-do list, Kubota's RTV X1140 utility vehicle is ready. With Kubota's smart engineering, the RTV X1140's unique K-vertical design allows you to change quickly from hauling cargo in the hydraulic dumping bed to carrying friends and family with a second row of seating. The RTV X1140 is power, versatility, and a smooth ride in one sleek package. Visit your local Kubota dealer for low-rate long-term financing going on now. We are Kubota. This is what we do.
University of Minnesota Extension nutrient specialist Fabian Fernandez says soil tests should be done about every 4 years.
The expense of soil testing is not that much, especially when you consider the cost of fertilizers. It will guide you into knowing how much to apply. So it is really a very profitable thing to manage those nutrients based on the information that you get from a soil test.
Fernandez says you can collect soil samples yourself if you know the right procedure.
The importance of collecting the samples, this cannot be overstressed. Making sure that you know your land-grant university sampling depth recommendation is critical.
Fernandez says bad samples will lead to bad test results.
The information that you get from a soil test result is only as reliable as the way you collected the sample, the way that the sample was analyzed. So a farmer needs to not only select a reputable soil testing lab that will provide good information, but also in terms of how to collect the soil sample, when to collect it.
For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast. VaporPalace.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Conversation awaits 34 after the hour. Doug Steffen with my friend Kara Schillen at your service and on your side. Okay, time for a repeat of the question. Those of you who have heard the question, maybe, wait a minute, I heard that story. What's the country? We're looking for the name of the country that over the weekend in a referendum, a national referendum vote, these countrymen were asked to vote on a referendum on basic income. A plan that would see everybody in the country receive a monthly wage of $1,800 whether they worked or they didn't. This is the first time this has ever happened in the world. And this is a country that I don't know whether you'd expect it to be a part of what they're doing, but they're doing it. So what's the question? The question is to name the country that rejected this basic monthly income plan. 888-302-3684 for a swell prize. 888-302-DOUG, the country name where the referendum question saw the plan fail for a basic monthly income. 888-302-3684. How do you do to the people listening in Minnesota today? Hi. Tampa, Florida, checking in with a hello and acknowledgement of your contribution. The people listening in Southern Connecticut today, hello. Charlottesville, a lot of people in Meridian, Mississippi who are listening to the Good Day program. Hot Springs, Arkansas. Nashville, how do you do? How do you do? How do you do? Speaking of various locations around the country, the weather has been important. Tropical storm, yes, folks, it's June, thus the beginning of the tropical storm season. Tropical storm, on its way to strike Florida later today. Rains up and down the coast, serious flooding. We all heard the story of the flooding in Texas last week. Well, that same story could be ringing the bell in Florida, western Florida, and the panhandle. Tropical storm warning today. National Hurricane Center says this depression has become a major storm. The center says this is the third named storm. This is early in the Atlantic for these storms. Maximum sustained winds this morning, 40-some-odd miles an hour. There are forecasts suggesting that about now is when it's going to hit the coast. Wind speeds up to 73 miles an hour, maybe later on today. Most of the state will have some impact, so says the governor. The significant issues now, it's a big storm, that's all. A lot of noise, a lot of rain. Thunder, that sort of thing, tornadoes, some flooding. Speaking of thunder, a couple of things in terms of the Kanye West reality. Music, what do they call it, Kara? It's the Governor's Ball was canceled on Randall's Island in New York because of the wild weather there. Folks felt that there was a risk of lightning, and that would be a problem.
Well, this is coming straight after there was a festival, and it was only the third day of Governor's Ball, but there was a festival in Germany where I think it was like 28 people or more were struck by lightning.
Yeah.
And only a few of them were like seriously hurt, but considering that just happened, I think they really didn't want a similar thing to happen in New York.
Right. Yep. That's the bottom line here. So we have that weather in Florida, the weather in New York. Oh, by the way, speaking of Kanye West, now there's this. Because there's so much heat, I made a quick reference to it in the discussion about John McCain a few minutes ago. National Weather Service says that Phoenix had 114 degrees yesterday, third day in a row where record high temperatures there made it very difficult for people to enjoy themselves. Excessive heat continues there today. The storms that we were talking about in New York knocked out a lot of power in New Jersey. Yesterday, 19,000 people in Atlantic City were without power at the height of the storm. There were thunderstorms in parts of Ohio overnight on Saturday and into yesterday morning. Some reported damage there. A lot of counties in northeast Ohio had severe thunderstorms last night and into early this morning. Cedar Point, which is an amusement park that I used to go to when I was in school in Sandusky, traffic there was diverted after a roadway, which was under construction, was closed because of down power lines and debris, that sort of thing. And again, back to what happened in Texas. 9 soldiers. This is something that you may or may not have heard about. The victims of the Texas storm included 9 soldiers who died when their truck was overwhelmed by the water. A decorated war veteran, West Point cadet, were included in this 9. All died when their truck rolled into a river. 3 survivors released from the hospital back on duty. Officials say they don't know what caused the accident. Well, the accident was, that's what the officials say. But there was a foot of rain in Texas in 24 hours. And it weakened the bankings of river and roads along the river. Southeast to Texas, over the weekend, 2,000 people were evacuated from their homes. Indiana saw a tornado touching down there yesterday. The Weather Service in Wilmington, Ohio, said tornado with wind speeds of 85 to 100 miles an hour cut a path near Richmond, Indiana, which is on the Ohio border. So, pretty wild weather over the weekend. And wildfires in California, the Kanye West discussion of what happened in New York, they live in Calabasas, which is on the 101. A lot of homes in that area where a lot of celebrities live were in jeopardy. 3,000 homes evacuated, 5,000 people. Fire had consumed 515 acres as of last night, believed to have been sparked after a truck struck a utility pole, downing power lines. The sparks set the fire. Temperatures in the upper 90s, pretty much the whole southwest, but not as bad as Arizona, where it was well over 100 degrees, but that isn't going to help them either with the fire or fighting the fire. So that's the story of the weather and related ancillary items of interest. Meanwhile, back to our 2020 news quiz question, looking for the name of the country that rejected a basic monthly income plan. Here's Craig in Collinsville, Illinois. Hi, Craig. Welcome to Good Day.
Yes. Good morning. Good day to you.
Must have had a good weekend. You sound full of vim, vigor, and vitality. Are you?
Yeah, I'm getting ready to have my second cup of coffee, and I'm smoking my second cigarette, and I'm feeling good.
When do we stop you from smoking? How do we stop you from doing that?
Probably when I die. I've been doing it since I was 15, and it's just a habit.
Habit, yep. Well, it'll probably be good for you if you want to live longer to quit. But
I know I need to quit, but you know it's easier said than done.
That's what some people, I think you're right about that. All right, so Craig, the question comes on which country rejected a basic monthly wage of $1,800 for everybody, whether they work or not. What country are we talking about?
I said, I don't know if they call it the Republic of South Africa, but South Africa.
No, actually, it wasn't South Africa.
It's not South Africa.
No, it wasn't. It was Switzerland. Although, I wouldn't put it past South Africa. Is not, it's a strange reality. The political realities in South Africa are very interesting and
right. Well, I thought it was because of the disparity of between the haves and have nots.
Well,
the majority are the have nots and minority are the haves.
It's evening out a little bit more in South Africa than it used to be. When there was apartheid, it was very dramatic what the differences were, and that's Mandela came to power as he did. The change in the way people see things there. There still are lots of people who don't like, there are a lot of white people who are traditionalists
right,
in South Africa who don't like blacks, call them Kaffirs. It's just really, is it the same thing?
It was very ugly.
Yeah, it was ugly. But the answer was Switzerland. I appreciate your taking the time, and you have the interest in being on the program and listening to the program. Thank you. Have a wonderful day and a great week, and quit smoking, will you please? Swiss voters were asked to vote. Children under 18 would have gotten $670 a month. Every man, woman, and child alive would get something from the state. The people who were in support of the plan said it would promote human dignity and public service. I thought that was pretty interesting. You want to hear a little bit more? Here's a reporter that sort of goes through the motions here.
What would you do if your income were taken care of? That's what supporters of the universal basic income were asking on this sprawling poster in a Geneva square. But this Sunday in Switzerland, the question remains a hypothetical one. A large majority of voters rejected the plan in a referendum. Many were concerned that a basic income would make it hard to find people willing to do unappealing but necessary work. Ahead of the poll, backers of a basic income had collected 100,000 signatures supporting the idea in a colorful campaign. It was enough to put the issue to a referendum, the first time anywhere in the world. If the plan had gone through, it would have meant every citizen receiving around 2,500 Swiss francs a month. Campaigners say the money would give people more freedom to contribute to society, but rejects concerns it could encourage laziness. The result comes as no surprise. The idea was controversial from the start, with the government and nearly all Swiss political parties urging voters to reject the plan. Opinion polls ahead of the vote had indicated that Switzerland would vote no. Campaigners for the universal basic income were calling the idea a utopia, and for now, it looks set to remain just that.
What a horrible idea. Don't you think? Just a horrible idea. What incentive do people have to work and do things the pious guy. I mean, Switzerland has very interesting philosophy about life, and I kind of appreciate their neutral stance on things for the most part. But I just don't think this is a way to get people.
Well, my question with this is there an opportunity, you know, depending on what job you work, like, is this just a basic standard? Would you be able to make more than that in certain jobs?
Yeah, this is a basic.
I just can't imagine, you know, if you're working a job and you're making the same amount of money as someone who's not working a job, what's the point?
Right.
You know, they say it won't encourage laziness, but It just seems like it would be very frustrating to see yourself working and make a certain amount and, you know, not be making much more than someone else who's not doing anything.
It certainly runs against the grain of our sacred tradition, to be sure, of working. You get paid for what you're doing. That is even being challenged. I think the reality in our country is challenging, frankly, at this point. Speaking of this point, it's 46 past the hour here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure. Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, a six-pack of Scotch Move-In store tape is $19. Staples. Make more happen. Offer ends 6/25/16.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Owner Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good. Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep. Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good. Jimmy.
Honey odor P.U.
Yes, Haley.
Cat feet. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. With summer in full swing, now's the time to refresh outdoor space for hangouts. All too often, renovations and decorating can be intimidating. Here are some tips to tackle backyard projects.
We love spending summer nights with family and friends. And whether we're barbecuing or just relaxing, if the weather's good, we're on the porch. To get your summer ready, give the wood a fresh coat of weather-resistant paint and install string lights to keep the party going after the sun goes down.
I like to use perennial plants for a pop of color because they look just as good as annuals, but they last longer. And whenever we shop at wholesale clubs and grocery stores for our backyard projects, we use our Bank America Cash Rewards credit card, and we earn 2% cash back. Even better, we can also earn 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 and combine grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on all other purchases.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
I'm Bob Garrigo-Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. The Telephone Consumer Protection Act was passed by Congress 25 years ago to eliminate unwanted marketing phone calls. The law has helped cut down on unsolicited calls, but it's also been used for questionable lawsuits, too. For example, one law firm sued an NFL football team that offered to send its fans updates about the team if they wanted them. The team promised to send only 5 text messages a week, but it was sued after sending 6 texts one week and 7 another week. That case was worth $3 million. Now, some lawyers are being accused of trying to get big awards like that by using underhanded tactics to find new clients. One law firm has allegedly obtained the names and phone numbers of people who use a cell phone app that blocks unwanted calls and is calling them about potential lawsuits. Let's be fair, it's more than a little ironic that a law firm that files lawsuits over unwanted phone calls is itself accused of pestering these app users with more unsolicited calls. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Travel guides at Fromers.com. Fromers has been guiding people to the world's best adventures for a number of decades. They have some great things in their Fromers store, Fromers.com/store. Find out where you can go, how you can get there. The best travel information, I think, is at Fromers.com. And thus, the request to have Polly on the program every week. We're going to be talking about some of the best summer travel apps in just a matter of moments here on Good Day.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
56 past the hour. Pauline Frommer from the Frommer's Travel Guide. The summer travel apps. I wonder how much you use these yourself, Pauline. Is it Google?
You know, I think that apps are kind of fading as more and more websites become mobile compatible. That's what we're doing at Frommer's.com. We're putting all our bucks into making our website more compatible to tablets and mobile phones because we have all of our travel guides on Frommer's.com so you can get information from around the world. That being said, there are a couple of ones that I think are helpful. There's one called TripIt, which acts kind of as an organizer for you. It puts together all of your hotel information, your flight information, any itinerary details. You can share it easily with anybody else on your trip or anybody who you want to inform about the deal, about the details of your trip. So that's one I like. TripLingo is a very good translator app because they don't just tell you the really formal way to say things, the way nobody talks. They actually give you the slang version so you could sound more like a local. And those are two that I use, but frankly, I tend to use my phone more for regular websites. It might be because I use T-Mobile, which gives me a very good data plan abroad, although I got to tell you, it drops calls like crazy here in the U.S., so it has its ups and downs.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure if now is the time of the travel app anymore, to be honest with you.
So are there other shortcuts, though, that you might use or suggest other than the obvious things that are at Frommer's.com?
There's many websites that will get you really great, say, hotel rates. There's one, we did a study and we found that a site called Hotels Combined in 90% of the cases found the lowest hotel rates because what it does is it searches the hotel sites directly, which is very important nowadays because a lot of the hotels are not giving their best deals to third-party sites.
Right.
But it also searches those third-party sites, some of which buy hotel rooms in bulk in advance, get savings that way, and then pass along the savings to people. So you really need one source where you can find that all. So we liked Hotels Combined for that. Next in line for hotels was Kayak.com, although because it's owned by Expedia, often the Expedia results float to the top whether or not they're the best.
And
then for airfares, Momondo is good.
Yeah, you sent me there. I like that. So you're going to Paris next week. Are you bringing your galoshes?
I know. It's supposed to stop raining, but today the Louvre is having to move out all their treasures because the Seine is rising. So
bad. Yep. All right. Thank you, Pauline. Pauline Frommer at Frommer's.com here on Good Day.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.